Parce que tu crois,
tu crois que c'est plus sain de Zeppo sur un plus sain.
Comme des artistes, là ce sont des sons que nous pillons. J'aime, je respecte les artistes que je sens obsédés.
Bienvenue dans Sample Efficace, l'émission hip-hop qui vous fait découvrir autre chose que du hip-hop en direct live tous les jeudis à 20h sur Radio Alpa 107.3 FM Le Mans et sur radioalpa.com. En rediffusion sur les ondes de la radio le dimanche à 16h et le mercredi à 11h, vous pouvez retrouver cette émission en podcast dès le dimanche 17h sur radioalpa.com et sur les plateformes de téléchargement. Épisode 19, aujourd'hui, on va parler justice. Pas le groupe de musique, mais on va s'intéresser à quelques procès qui ont été intentés à des rappeurs pour des histoires de samples. Des embrouilles avec des ayants droit, même si le sample est un hommage, dans les années 90, certains artistes considèrent le sample comme du pillage ou du vol. Et on va commencer directement avec un des premiers litiges de l'histoire du sampling. C'est avec le rappeur Biz Markie. Originaire de Harlem, il est connu pour son single Just a Friend, classé au top 40 en 1989 et centième de la liste des meilleures chansons rap de tous les temps par VH1 en 2008. Il est également connu pour avoir fait partie du collectif de Queensbridge, Juice Crew, avec Marley Marl, Mr. Magic, Roxanne Shanté, MC Shane, Greg G, Big Daddy Kane, Kool G Rap et Polo ou Masta Ice entre autres. En 1991, il sort le titre Alone Again sur l'album I Need a Haircut, j'ai besoin d'un coiffeur. C'est un morceau fondateur sur les droits juridiques sur le sampling, c'est Biz Markie, Alone Again.
I was on my way to 125th. I saw this death bench, yo, that's my man Cliff. As I flagged him down, he pulled to the side. At this moment, I had to swallow my pride. Cause usually I wouldn't ask for a lift, but it was cold as hell, and my legs were stiff. He said, hey, Biz, what you want, a ride? I said, hell yeah. He said, I can't cause my girl's inside. So he jetted off, leaving two tracks. Not at one time did homeboy look back. It took me an hour to get where I was going, and to top it all off, it had to start snowing. My sneakers was old and my coat was thin, but my determination kept me warm within. I had nobody to help me, as you can see.
I'm alone again, naturally. Alone again, naturally.
So I went into the show and started maxing. People came up to me and started asking what's up with me and what I'm getting on and how many records is Shantae gonna perform. I don't know, but now I gotta go, cause Shantae is calling me to do the show. First she was on and then she called me out. I did a lot of funky beats without no doubt. I put the mic on my head and began to rip. The crowd began to flip cause I was rocking the ship. When we was done, I started to laugh. Miles of people come to me for my autograph. After the front was over, it was time to race. If I was riding, it would be the icing on the cake. As I saw Shantae get into a limo, I had to walk home. I wrote it in my memo.
I'm alone again, naturally. All alone again, naturally.
Now my ice. Nothing to worry, wherever I wanna go, I get there in a hurry, that's right, I'm big time. Very well known, now I'm saying rhymes instead of beats on the microphone. Right about now, I'm gonna explain. It was Cool VT, this one and the Big Daddy Kane, doing shows all together as one group. None of us acting big-headed or soup. Then after that, we all
all from the block. I paid everybody, told them how they rock. They all grabbed their props and went their separate ways. Swan said, I'll see you later, biz, in a couple of days. When people see me leave, like a mamma jamma, it's like if I was full with stars, lights, and glamour. But when Vaughn came home, he thought I was in somewhere with a girl. I was in bed.
Alone again, naturally. I'm alone again, naturally.
Alone Again de Biz Markie, qui nous parle de solitude, très simplement, qui nous parle de solitude avec humour. Et c'est là que les problèmes commencent. Sur Alone Again, Biz Markie a samplé et interpolé le tube de Gilbert O'Sullivan, du même nom, Alone Again. Problème, le label de Biz Markie avait demandé l'autorisation à Gilbert et il avait dit non, surtout pas, avec ce côté comique repris par Biz Markie. Mais le label a décidé de sortir le morceau quand même, en single sur l'album I Need a Haircut. Et là, tout s'enchaîne. Gilbert O'Sullivan va passer l'affaire en justice. Il va obtenir plus encore ce qu'il ne voulait. Une amende de 250 000 dollars pour Biz Markie et son label. Et surtout, le retrait total de tous les disques de Biz Markie sur le marché avec son morceau, donc single et album. Pire encore, le juge va lancer l'affaire au pénal, accusant Biz Markie de vol. Le juge Kevin Duffy commence son allocution par l'un des commandements bibliques, « Tu ne voleras point ». Gilbert O'Sullivan, Alone Again.
I promise myself to treat myself and visit a nearby tower. And climbing to the top, will throw myself off in an effort to make clear to whoever what it's like when you're shattered, left standing in the lurch at a church where people were saying, "My God, that's tough, she stood him up. No point in us remaining. We may as well go on." I did on my own, alone again, naturally. To think that only yesterday I was cheerful, bright and gay, looking forward to who wouldn't do the role I was about to play. But as if to knock me down, reality came around, and without so much as a mere touch, cut me into little pieces, leaving me to doubt. Talk about God in His mercy. If He really does exist, why did He desert me in my hour of need? I truly am indeed alone again, naturally. It seems to me that there are more hearts broken in the world that can't be mended.
Why the only man she had ever loved had been taken, leaving her to
were ever spoken. When she passed away, I cried and cried all day, alone again, naturally.
Alone Again de Gilbert O'Sullivan, qui porte plainte donc contre Bismarcky et le producteur Kool V, comme je disais précédemment. Ce premier procès pour sampling non autorisé va faire date. Voilà la jurisprudence qui change absolument tout. Désormais, pour sampler la musique d'autrui, il faut son autorisation. Depuis, chaque label a développé une cellule spéciale pour qu'on appelle clearer, pour ce qu'on appelle clearer les samples. C'est-à-dire chercher les ayants droit des morceaux utilisés en sample pour leur demander l'autorisation et les payer en amont de la sortie du disque. De son côté, Bismarcky revient en 93 avec un album ironique où il pose en juge sur la pochette et dont le nom est un pied de nez à l'industrie. All Sample Cleared. Tous les samples sont déclarés. Vous êtes toujours dans Sample Efficace, épisode 19 dédié au procès et litiges juridiques autour des samples. Et vu qu'on est dans l'émission hip-hop qui vous fait découvrir autre chose que du hip-hop, on s'équipe Every Breath You Take de Police avec Sting. Police, Every Breath You Take.
To conceal, can't imagine all the pain I feel. Give anything to hear half your breath. I know you're still living your life after death.
Missing you.
PDD, 5'7", et 112. I'll be missing you. Le rappeur Puff Daddy avait signé avec I'll be missing you un des plus gros tubes de 1997. Le titre hommage à son ami Notorious Big, décédé la même année, s'est vendu à 7 millions d'exemplaires, a décroché la première place dans les charts de 15 pays et obtenu un Grammy pour la meilleure performance rap d'un duo ou d'un groupe. Le morceau reprenait donc la mélodie d'un autre classique, Every Breath You Take, une chanson écrite par Sting quand il était encore avec Police. Un emprunt sans autorisation qui coûte très cher à Puff Daddy. À la suite d'un accord financier, Sting a expliqué dans le podcast Black Millionaire toucher chaque jour 2 000 $ pour ce titre. Ce à quoi Puff Daddy a rétorqué sur Twitter « 5 000 par jour, j'adore mon frère Sting ». En 2000, les membres de The Police se reforment et enchaînent les interviews. Dans l'une d'entre elles, on peut entendre Stewart Copeland dire à Andy Summers, parce que la boucle samplée n'est autre qu'un riff de guitare d'Andy Summers, pour info, « Tu devrais déclarer de réclamer des royalties à Sting. C'est ta guitare qui a été samplée. Il se paye des châteaux en Toscane et nous, on n'a rien. » Et Sting de répondre « Non, on n'a pas de château. En Toscane, on appelle ça des palazzos. Si tu veux, je te prêterai une chambre. » Voilà pour la petite anecdote. Vous êtes sur Radio Alpa, 107.3 FM Le Mans, dans Sample et Efficace, l'émission hip-hop qui vous fait découvrir autre chose que du hip-hop, tous les jeudis, en direct, de 20h à 21h. Cette émission sera disponible en podcast dès le dimanche à 17h sur radioalpa.com dans la section émissions. Vous pouvez retrouver les liens vers tous les épisodes aussi sur notre page Instagram Sample et Efficace 107.3 et les infos sur la page Facebook Sample et Efficace Radio Alpa. Radio Alpa, radio associative et locale en Sarthe, dans les Pays de Loire, c'est l'occasion de parler d'un artiste né à Angers mais mondialement connu pour ses adaptations jazz de l'œuvre de Jean-Sébastien Bach avec le trio Playback. Il s'appelle Jacques Loussier. Il est pianiste et compositeur. En 1959, Jacques Loussier crée le trio Playback avec Christian Garros à la batterie et Pierre Michelot à la contrebasse. Le principe: faire swinguer le répertoire de Jean-Sébastien Bach grâce à la qualité des arrangements de Loussier. Le concept séduit des auditeurs et le succès est durable. 7 millions de disques vendus et plusieurs disques d'or en France et à l'étranger. Dans les années 1960-1970, il aura donné plus de 3 000 concerts dans plus de 80 pays et Glenn Gould déclara trouver dans l'album Playback une bonne façon de faire revivre le compositeur allemand. En 1979, il sort l'album Pulsion. Les amateurs reconnaîtront dès les premières secondes un sample iconique. C'est Jacques Loussier et ses Pulsions. Thank you.
Just a little baby boy, my mama used to tell me these crazy things. She used to tell me my daddy was an evil man. She used to tell me he hated me. But then I got a little bit older and I realized she was the crazy one. But there was nothing I could do or say to try to change it, cause that's just the way she was. They said I can't rap about being broke no more. They say I can't rap about coke no more. Ah! Slut, you think I won't choke no whore till the vocal cords don't work in the throat no more? These motherfuckers are thinking I'm playing, thinking I'm saying this shit cause I'm thinking it just to be saying it. Put your hands down, bitch, I ain't gonna shoot you. I'ma pull you to this bullet and put it through you. Shut up, slut, you're causing too much chaos. Just bend over and take it like a slut, okay, ma? Oh, now he's raping his own mother, abusing a horse, snorting coke, and we gave him the Rolling Stone cover? You goddamn right, bitch, and now it's too late. I'm triple platinum and tragedies happen in two states. I invented violence, you vile, venomous, vile little bitches, bane, Vicodin, ring, ring, ring. Chainsaw, left his brains off, dangling from his neck while his head barely hangs on. Blood, guts, guns, cuts, knives, lies, wives, nuns, sluts. Bitch, I'ma kill you, you don't wanna fuck with me. Girls leave, you ain't nothing but a slut to me. Bitch, I'ma kill you, you ain't got the balls to beef. We ain't gonna never stop beefing, I don't squash the beef. You better kill me, I'ma be another rapper dead for popping off at the mouth with shit I shouldn't have said. But when they kill me, I'm bringing the world with me. Bitches too, you ain't nothing but a girl to me. I said, you don't wanna fuck with Shady. Why? Cause Shady will fucking kill you. I said, you don't wanna fuck with Shady. Why? Cause Shady will fucking kill you. Bitch, I'ma kill you. Like a murder weapon, I'ma conceal you. In a closet with dildo, sheets, pillows, and film you. Fuck with me, I've been through hell. Shut the hell up, I'm trying to develop these pictures of the devil to sell them. I ain't acid rap, but I rap on acid. Got a new blow ball and just had a strap on at it. Whoops, is that a subliminal hint? No. This criminal intent to sodomize women again. Eminem offend? No. Eminem on the soul. And if you ever give in to him, you'll give him an impulse to do it again. Then, if he does it again, you'll probably end up jumping out of something up in the tent. Bitch, I'ma kill you. I ain't done this, ain't the chorus. I ain't even drug you in the woods yet to paint the forest. A blood stain is orange after you wash it 3 or 4 times in the tub, but that's normal, ain't it, Norman? Serial killer hiding murder material in a cereal box on top of your stereo. Here we go again, we're out of our medicine, out of our minds, and we wanting yours, let us in. Or I'ma kill you, you don't wanna fuck with me. Girls leave, you ain't nothing but a slut to me. Bitch, I'ma kill you, you ain't got the balls to beef. We ain't gonna never stop beefing, I don't squash the beef. You better kill me, I'ma be another rapper dead for popping off at the mouth with shit I shouldn't have said. But when they kill me, I'm bringing the world with me. Bitches too, you ain't nothing but a girl to me. I said, you don't wanna fuck with Shady. Cause why? Cause Shady will fucking kill you. I said, you don't wanna fuck with Shady. Why? Cause Shady will fucking kill you. Know why I say these things? Cause lady screams keep creeping in Shady's dreams. And the way things seem, I shouldn't have to pay these strings. It's 80 G's a week to say the same things tweets. Twice, whatever, I hate these things. Fuck shots, I hope the weed'll outweigh these drinks. Motherfuckers want me to come on their radio shows just to argue with them cause their ratings stink? Fuck that! I joke radio announcer to bouncer. From that bitch to all 70,000 pounds of her. From principal to the student body and counselor. From in school to before school or out of school. I don't even believe in breathing, I'm leaving air in your lungs just to hear you keep screaming for me to seep it. Okay, I'm ready to go play. I got the machete from OJ. I'm ready to make everyone's throat say. You faggots keep egging me on till I have you at knife point. Then you beg me to stop? Shut up! Give me your hands and feet. I said shut up when I'm talking to you. You hear me? Answer me. Or I'ma kill you. You don't wanna fuck with me. Girls need you ain't nothing but a slut to me. Bitch, I'ma kill you. You don't got the balls to beef. We ain't gonna never stop beefing. I don't squash the beef. You better kill me. I'ma be another rapper dead for popping off at the mouth with shit I shouldn't have said. But when they kill me, I'm bringing the world with me. Bitches too. You ain't nothing but a girl to me. Bitch, I'ma kill you. Don't wanna fuck with Shady. Cause why? Cause Shady will fucking kill you. I said you don't wanna fuck with Shady. Why not? Cause Shady will fucking kill you. I'm just playing, ladies. You know I love you.
Kelio, Eminem et Jacques Lussier, Pulsion. Le rappeur américain Eminem est poursuivi pour des dommages et intérêts allant jusqu'à 7 millions de livres sterling par le pianiste de jazz français Jacques Lussier, qui affirme que l'artiste a volé l'un de ses morceaux. Lussier affirme dans un procès pour violation du droit d'auteur intenté à New York que la chanson à succès d'Eminem, Kill You, est étonnamment similaire à son numéro instrumental de jazz fusion Pulsion. Il veut interdire la diffusion de Kill You, qui provient de l'album à succès d'Eminem, The Marshall Mathers LP, l'arrêt de toutes les ventes de l'enregistrement et la destruction de toutes les copies encore sur le marché. La plainte déposée devant le tribunal du district américain de Manhattan désigne également le label du rappeur Interscope Records et sa société mère Vivendi Universal Music Group comme défendeur. L'huissier affirme qu'Eminem a délibérément enfreint les droits du plaignant en reproduisant, en exposant, en fabriquant et la vente d'œuvres sans la permission, la licence ou le consentement du demandeur. Kill You est l'une des chansons les plus populaires de l'album, mais aussi l'une des chansons les plus controversées. La chanson comprend des paroles sur le meurtre des femmes et fait référence à O.J. Simpson, le footballeur américain devenu acteur qui a été innocenté du meurtre de sa femme. Dans la réplique « Je suis prêt à jouer, j'ai reçu la machette d'O.J. » Finalement, l'affaire se règle à l'amiable, probablement contre un gros chèque d'Eminem et Dr. Dre, producteurs du morceau. On passe à un groupe qui a contribué au développement du style jazz rap, avec d'autres groupes comme Gangstar, De La Soul ou The Roots. C'est A Tribe Called Quest, groupe de hip-hop américain originaire du Queens à New York. Formé en 1985, il se compose du rappeur et producteur Q-Type, du MC 5 Dawg et du DJ et producteur Ali Shahid Mohamed. Extrait de leur premier album, la tribu nommée Quest sort en 90 Can I Kick It, qui sample Lou Reed. Vous êtes sur Radio Alpa 107.3 FM Le Mans dans Sample Efficaps, l'émission qui vous fait découvrir autre chose que du hip-hop, A Tribe Called Quest, Can I Kick It?
Like a tribe does. Before this, did you really know what I was? Comprehend to the track force, why? Cuz getting mentions on the tip of the vibe buzz. Rock and roll to the beat of the funk fuzz. Wipe your feet really good on the rhythm rug. If you feel the urge to freak, do the jitterbug. Come and spread your arms if you really need a hug. Afrocentric living is a big shrug. A life filled with, that's what I love. A lower plateau is what we're above. If you diss us, we won't even think of. We'll nip of the dog and give a big shove. This rhythm really fits like a snug glove. Like a box of positives, it's a plus love. As the tribe flies high like a dove.
Tribe that flows in layers. Right now, Fife is a poem sayer. I'm a studio conveyor. Mr. Dinkins, would you please be my mayor? You'll be doing us a really big favor. Boy, this track really has a lot of flavor. When it comes to rhythms, Quest is your savior. Follow us for the funky behavior. Make a note on the rhythm we gave ya. Feel free, drop your pants, yak your hair. Do you like the garments that we wear? I instruct you to be the obeyer. A rhythm recipe that you'll savor. Doesn't matter if you're minor or major. Yes, the tribe of the game with a player. As you inhale like a breath of fresh air.
Alpa, 107.3 FM Le Mans.
Sans plus,
Holly came from Miami, FLA. Hitchhiked her way across USA. Plucked her eyebrows on the way. Shaved her legs and then he was a she. She says, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. Said, hey honey, take a walk on the wild side. She was everybody's darling. But she never lost her head. Even when she was given head, she says, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. Said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. And the colored girls go doo 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 doo. Gave it away. Everybody had to pay and pay. A hustle here and a hustle there. New York City is the place where they said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. I said, hey Joe, take a walk on the wild side. Sugar Plum Fairy came and hit the streets, looking for soul food and a place to eat. Went to the Apollo, you should have seen him go, go, go. They said, hey sugar, take a walk on the wild side. I said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. Alright. Ha. Jackie is just speeding away. Thought she was James Dean for a day. Then I guess she had to crash. Valium would have helped that patch. I said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. I said, hey honey, take a walk on the wild side. And the colored girls say, doo 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 doo. Do 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 do.
Lou Reed, Walk on the Wild Side. Kanaki Kit est construit autour d'une poignée de samples, mais le plus reconnaissable est la partie de la basse glissante de Lou Reed, classique de 1972, Walk on the Wild Side, jouée par Herbie Flowers. Selon Five Dog, lorsque le groupe a demandé à Reed la permission d'utiliser l'échantillon, il a accepté à une condition. Je me souviens qu'avec la maison de disques Jive, il y avait un problème avec l'autorisation de l'échantillon, a déclaré Five Dog. Je ne pense pas qu'ils aient autorisé l'échantillon, et au lieu que Lou Reed dise « vous ne pouvez pas l'utiliser », il a dit « vous pouvez tous l'utiliser, mais je reçois tout l'argent de cela ». Lou Reed a repris toutes les redevances et l'édition, dit Five. Et à ce jour, nous n'avons pas vu un centime de cette chanson. Mais cela ne semble pas le déranger. Donc, grâce à Sampler Efficace, Lou Reed touche deux fois les droits d'auteur aujourd'hui. Épisode 19 dédié aux litiges juridiques suite aux droits d'auteur. On va finir avec deux titres qui utilisent la même base, mais je n'appellerai pas ça un sample. Vous verrez, on en parle juste après.
Greyhound bitch, stay down bitch, about to set up shop with Jay round this bitch. Half a brick of yay, about to lay down this bitch. Nah, I'm here to like lay down this bitch. And I'm thinking, I don't wanna have to spray down this bitch. Call my whole team from around the way down this bitch. I'm trying to stay down this bitch, play down this bitch. Had the sounds of my nigga Jay round six. Roll the windows down and wave round this bitch. But it's a couple things for it's okay round this bitch. I gotta talk to the natives, let them know I'm here for all to get the paydays. First I line up all the haters. I got jobs for ya, drop stars for ya, more arms for Green Bay, Brett Favre for ya, money propositions, hope it's not a problem for ya. If so, you could be here day after tomorrow for ya. Gotta get that paper, dog. Gotta touch that, love that paper, dog.
Gotta get that paper, dog. Gotta have that, grab that paper, dog.
Gotta get that paper, dog. Gotta spin that, bend that, split that, get that.
Gotta get that paper, dog. When I need that, G's that. Tell me what the reason. I got my two guns, I came to scoop ones. A down ass bitch and she down the click. Got a nice little hoopty that I get around with. And my plan is not to leave this town till I'm rich. Gotta find that nigga selling all them ounces of shit. Tell him get down with the click or get found in the ditch. See I drop down the strip, I turn around and spit. Not to hit him, just to let him know the sound of shit. Return later that evening in the club with Fox. And I got the snub nose for those that love the box. I'm in search of them young niggas that hug the block all day. Till it's light gray outside. Shoe dice talking shit all day outside. And even when it's hot, stay outside. Let them know how it's gonna go. Bonnie and Clyde and they yo, you will want me on your side.
Gotta get that paper, dog. Gotta touch that, love that paper, dog.
Gotta get that paper, dog. Gotta have that, grab that paper, dog.
Gotta get that paper, dog. Gotta spin that, bend that, split that, get that.
Gotta get that paper, dog. Man, I need that G-stack. Tell me what the reason. I got that stress, and I got it the best. I ain't got it to give, but I got it to test. And if you wanna get down, or you gotta invest, it's your time, I gotta move this in a week or less. For the next couple of days, I bought out all I possess. The Rolex necklaces with the VVS. Between the driver and the passenger with a TV rest. For my top draft picks, I copped a new GS. Now all the little soldiers wanna roll with my team. Cause I ain't sold them a dream, I just showed them the cream. Picked them up in the afternoons and told them some things. You know the regular shit you do when you molding them teams. Yo, never lay your head where you holding them things. Your family, then your business, nothing goes in between. Never fear no man, put foe in his beam. Drop your gun, then blow the scene. You heard me?
Gotta get that paper, dog. Gotta touch that, love that paper, dog.
Gotta get that paper, dog. Gotta have that, grab that paper, dog.
Gotta get that paper, dog. Gotta spin that, bend that, split that, get that.
Gotta get that paper, dog. Man, I need that G-stack. Tell me where my beat's at.
Show you all said that you don't got what it takes. None of y'all wanna go door to door, face to face, head to head, blow for blow. And this go round, I'ma show you all said that you don't got what it takes.
Listen, what's mine's is mine's and yours is yours. You were violated when you walked through the doors. Ain't nobody sieging your wine and the fam. Stepped up in the business and we changed all your plans. Entertained our people, gave 100 damn percent. Never dreamed how much that all of us would get paid. To all of those who want it, won't you just quit it? You ain't seen a thing until you all have come with it.
No need to trick, nigga, take your pick. Cause on this CD, every song's a hit.
My whole damn crew can a soul get with. So don't even hate, cause you can't touch it.
None of y'all wanna go against me. Oh, yeah. They took me out trying to obey me.
Trying to
obey me. Just go round, I'ma show you all. Oh, yeah. Said that you don't got what it takes.
No, 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 you don't got what it takes.
None of y'all wanna go door to door.
Oh, no.
Face to face, hell head to no. Head, blow for blow. And just go round, I'ma show you all. Yeah. Said that you don't got
check
what
this
it
out.
Takes.
I'ma get respect one way or the other. Even if I take it, I'ma make you wanna go get your crew. But they can't help you. Now it's you and I, and you know you're through.
I'm calling out whoever think they can. Get Virginia Wine and Timberland.
Step to the plate, yeah, take your swing. Now it's my turn,
watch me do my thing. None of y'all wanna go against me.
No, no,
they took me out trying to obey me.
Oh,
but just go
no,
round, I'ma show you all said that you don't got what it takes. None of y'all wanna go door to door.
Hell no.
Face to face, head to head, blow for blow.
Round,
and
just
go round, I'ma show you all said that you don't got what it takes.
Jay-Z, Pepper Chase et Gene Wine, 2-2-2. Ernie Hines a accusé Jay-Z, Timbaland et Gene Wine d'avoir violé son droit d'auteur. Jay-Z, Gene Wine et Timbaland ont fait l'objet d'accusations de violation de droit d'auteur par le chanteur de soul Ernie Hines. Selon les documents judiciaires, le chanteur affirme que Pepper Chase de Hov et 2-2-2 de Gene Wine ont échantillonné l'introduction de son titre de 1969, Help Me Put Out the Flame in My Heart. Le drame, c'est qu'il n'en a pas donné l'autorisation. La mention de Timbaland s'explique par le fait que c'est lui qui a produit les deux chansons mises en cause. Visiblement, l'accusation n'a pas prospéré puisque les mises en cause se sont bien défendues. La défense des accusés. Les défenseurs ont fait comprendre que l'échantillon en question était extrait d'une phrase stock largement utilisée de la chanson Misterioso Pizzicato de 1914. Le juge du district des États-Unis, Paul Etken, a rejeté l'affaire. il a déclaré ce qui suit. L'introduction emprunte à une œuvre très utilisée qui est dans le domaine public. Et elle n'ajoute que des éléments qui ne sont pas suffisamment originaux pour être protégés par le droit d'auteur. Pour une fois, une histoire qui finit bien pour les rappeurs. Car le morceau est quand même joli. On s'écoute un petit extrait. C'est Ernie Hines, Help Me Put Out The Flame.
Whenever you kiss me, I feel a burning desire. Yeah, like you took a match, girl, and set my soul on fire. Ooh, yeah, you got me running around in circles. Got me so I don't even know.
Help me up out the flame. Voilà, c'est terminé pour aujourd'hui, épisode 19 dédié aux problèmes juridiques liés aux samples. Vous saurez maintenant que c'est grâce ou à cause de Bismarcky que les artistes doivent d'abord demander l'autorisation avant de sortir un titre samplé. Cet épisode sera rediffusé dimanche 16h et mercredi à 11h sur Radio Alpa 107.3 FM Le Mans et sur radioalpa.com. Cet épisode sera aussi disponible en podcast dès dimanche soir sur radioalpa.com et sur les plateformes de streaming. On se retrouve la semaine prochaine pour un nouvel épisode de l'émission hip-hop qui vous fait découvrir autre chose que du hip-hop, simple et efficace. Merci de nous soutenir. Mounsif pour vous servir.